with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM all over this great state of Michigan. We welcome you. Appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob's on a little hunting trip this week, so I'm going solo with...
I'm here.
That's right. That's right. I guess I shouldn't say I'm going solo. I'm graced with the presence of the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson, and glad to have you with us, Chaz.
Yeah, I got up this morning. I said, hey, let's do a show.
Right, right. Why not? So it is deer season, and thanks for taking time off that, because I know you're a hunter as well. And today we thought we might talk a little bit about preserving food. This is that time of year when you're getting fish, you're getting all kinds of game.
It's the end of the garden, too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right.
I got people bringing stuff to me all the time. Hey, you need some of this?
Right.
We got too much.
Right. Yep. Bob was sharing with me earlier this week. We were had a conversation about the apples this year.
The apples are just exploding this year.
Right. Whatever the reason was, it was an unbelievably bumper crop, and some of the orchards ran out of boxes. And you can't just fabricate more boxes overnight to put ripe apples in. So they're having to leave some of them on the trees, and they're just trying to get people out to pick them.
Yeah.
Right? Some of the orchards.
Should mean a good year for cider.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a preservative too, right?
Yeah, we'll get to
that. So I was talking to a guy in the apple business, and I said, so, you know, anytime there's a bounty of things and the market's flooded with product, I said, how's that going to hold the pricing? Right. And he said, well, it's interesting because Michigan is the number two apple producing state behind Washington State. Washington State had very, very small crop this year because of frost. They had late frost and it took the blooms off the trees and a lot of them in there.
So the nation's eating Michigan apples.
That's right. That's what's going to happen this year. So one man's misfortune is another man's fortune.
That's
so,
why we live in a big, great country.
That's right. United States, baby. But anyway, what'd you do this last week? Anything good on the grill before we get on to this
preserving stuff? Oh, man, I did some, I found a pork loin in the freezer.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So I'd throw down the rotisserie. You know, I knifed in some garlic cloves, and I put some rosemary sprigs on it, and I just slow roasted it, a little bit of salt rub on it. Yep. And then as it was finishing up, I just wanted a little crust on it. So I grabbed the old yellow mustard.
Yep.
Put that on there with a little bit of brown sugar and a little butt rub.
Right.
And just let it go last hour that way. And, oh, my God, just let it cool down, settle, and it sliced that.
Right.
Had a few sandwiches since on it.
Oh, man, I bet you did. So that's interesting, Chaz, because that's a technique that probably not a lot of people use, is putting a rub and or sauce on it after it's been cooking for a while. That's not wrong by any means. It's just a different technique.
Yeah, I wanted to get a little bit of the smoke penetration in first.
Right.
And then I didn't want that to be just all burnt.
Right.
I wanted it to still produce some flavor. I didn't need it carbonized.
You're talking about the rub and the sugar.
The sugar and everything on the outside.
Right.
And so it made a nice soft crust to it that really added to the visual appeal when it went to the plate.
Oh, yeah. Yep, exactly. Because, pork is one of those where you want to get it done, right? And in a rotisserie situation is you usually have a pretty warm fire because you're not in direct contact with a grate. You're getting radiant heat on everything that you're cooking. So
it's one of those ones where you know, when I rotisserie, I tell everybody, don't lift the damn lid.
Right, right.
Because it's like your big green egg or anything else, you want to keep that heat in there.
Yep, it creates a little bit of an oven effect.
Yep.
Yep.
And by doing the rotisserie, it's very evenly cooked all the way around.
Right.
And it holds a lot more of the juices in because they don't have time to drip. They're just kind of running around the edges and running around inside.
Yep.
And especially if you're doing something like a bird where you've got a cavity inside.
Right.
Stuff that cavity with some aromatics. You know, I've done lemons in there. I've done onions in there. Just a ton of herbs and things like that. But rotisseries are a lot of fun.
Right, right. And I don't think a lot of people use them because it's just one more gadget you got to get out. You don't just fire up the grill. You got to set it up. You got to skewer the meat.
Well, if you got the big unit like I do, it's built right on.
Right, yep. And you skewer it and you put the little fingers in each end and tighten down those set screws so it can't move.
Get your grilling gloves out.
Yep.
And have a big cutting board. You remember those 5-footers I got a while back?
Yeah.
I got one of those set on sawhorses right next to the grill when I'm doing rotisserie.
Sure. Yep, because it's generally, especially that pork loin, that probably almost a couple feet long.
Yeah, it was. There. It was a 13-pounder.
Yeah. So you this time of year, though, those are usually a pretty good value.
This one was in the freezer, you know?
Yeah,
I started
right.
digging
yeah.
around. Hey, look what's in here.
Right. Yep, and that's a good thing to do right now is the days are shorter, and you got a little bit of time to putt around and clean out your freezer.
And I got to make some room for the venison that's coming.
Right, yeah. This in another couple of weeks that you're not a bow hunter. You hunt with a gun, right?
I hunt with a gun, but this time of the year, we're still doing some work around the cabin and getting things ready.
Right, I get
it. And we'll be going out later today to sweep out the blinds.
Yeah.
Get all the little fival matter out of there.
Right, and bugs that have made nests and all that other stuff over the last year. But that's cool, and give the area time to settle down before you want to go out there and hunt in a couple weeks. So that's good. So we were going to talk about preserving food, whether we're going to do dehydration, smoking it, canning it, pickling it, or maybe just putting something in the cellar, right? There's a variety of ways to preserve your food. And I just thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about that. That was a great idea. We were chatting before the show. Again, if you're just tuning in, you listen to Grilling Guys and Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is in the woods hunting. So Chaz, shut in with me.
Well, I'll tell you, the dehydration thing, that's a great way to really simply do stuff. You clean up your produce primarily.
Yep.
And slice it up. Put it in one of these dehydrators. And I'll tell you, if you go out yard sailing, they're a dollar or two a piece in somebody's yard sale because they got tired of storing it.
Right, yeah, they never used it.
I do a lot of peppers, especially this time of the year. Everybody's pepper plants are going to die because the frosts are starting to hit.
Right.
And they want to get rid of all these peppers, and they'll bring me grocery bags of them.
Really?
And you just clean them up, slice them up, and dehydrate them. Then I'll put them in a jar and put them on the blender, turn them to dust. Okay. And I've given you some of my magic dust.
Oh, yeah, it is. And that's the cool part is that you're kind of making your own seasonings there.
Yeah.
And with a variety of peppers that are out there, hot and otherwise, when you do it that way, you've made a combination of things that you might not be able to buy.
And you can do that with onions. You can do that with all kinds of different vegetables and things. And you can get into the fruits. You know, we were just talking about the apples.
Right.
Dehydrated apple chips. When you're in the deer blind, that's a great snack.
Oh, yeah, because the dehydration takes all the moisture out. Obviously, that's what that term means, but it tends to concentrate the flavors. So if you do any of the fruits, you can do apples, apricots, you know, bananas, whatever, slice them thin, put them in this dehydrator, and it does two things. It heats them up a little bit, and then it blows air over the top of them. And how do you know when they're done? When it looks like they're done.
Yeah,
right?
And you put them in a bag, take them out to the deer blind with your bottle of water. You got a nice snack that doesn't make a lot of noise.
Right, yeah, right.
Yep. And you can just keep munching on it all morning long while you're waiting for the perfect shot.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of cool that you can do that. And you're right, though. I didn't even think about, what piece of equipment is go to a yard sale or two on a Saturday morning. You're bound to find one because people buy these things, think it's going to be a great idea. And then they end up like other things just in the back of the pantry or in a storage place somewhere. And finally they decide, well, it's time to get rid of one.
Yeah, and you can use that for making your jerky, too.
Right. Yeah, so coming up next, we're going to be talking about smoking things to preserve them. This is largely proteins, but we'll talk about some of the different foods that are available. The process, and then what kind of time frame that you think you can hold these things in before you maybe need to freeze them or that. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking about that. Chaz, really glad you're here.
It's steelhead season.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about smoking
some fish, aren't we?
Yep, exactly.
That's a great one.
All right. Well, you're listening to Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.